discuss.
Yeah, okay. The thing that has one wheel and two handles in the back that you carry stuff in and push it around.
Oh, it would be a wheelbarrow.
Okay. If you were out in the field or out somewhere and needed to sharpen your knife or something, you might have a little what to do with.
Oh, a little stone. I really can't think of the real word for that.
They ever come with a whetstone?
Yeah, a whetstone, right.
If it's a bigger one that you might keep at home, it turns with a crank or a treadle or something. What would that be?
I don't recall the name for that.
Okay.
I've heard it, but I don't recall.
Did you ever hear it? It could be a grindstone or just a stone or anything like
that. I've heard the word grindstone.
Okay. And the thing that you go to work in every morning.
It's an automobile.
Okay, but you don't call it that, really.
It's a car.
Yeah, okay. And if you, every so often, every 6 months or so, you need to have the car what?
Serviced.
Okay, and when they service it, they do what to it?
Detail or just maintenance?
Generally, yeah. But when they get up under it and squirt something in the fitting.
Yeah, okay, they generally lubricate it.
Have you ever used the term grease it?
Well, they about quit greasing cars anymore.
What do they do?
No, they just grease them every, it used to be every 1,000 miles. That was the standard rule.
Yeah, then it went up.
Now they grease them every 30,000.
Well, how does that mean?
Okay, they put a lot, it's a cylinder, really. I'm talking about Ford, because that's all
yeah.
I have. But
now, they're the first one that came out with right. this business.
It's a thing, not quite as big as your fist, that they pump all of this grease into. And they can, when it's on a lift, you can look at it and see how full it still is. And it should go for 30,000 miles without getting shrunk down to the point that they think it needs to be refilled again. But greasing cars is almost a thing of the past. It's not nearly so often as it was when we were growing up.
It used to be at least every 6 months. If you didn't,
right.
If you didn't go 1,000 miles, you right. every 6 months you had it greased. Yeah.
But real strange on antique cars. One of the things they check in judging is the automobile must have grease in the fittings, but it must not have excess grease. So you can't, I know I had some friends that tried putting a car together when it was restored, and the real problem is excess grease, because as it gets hot, you know, it runs out sometimes. So to avoid this, they did not grease it. And first show, they lost points like crazy.
Not having any grease.
No lubrication is worse than excess lubrication.
Wow. Well, how do you know when it's the right?
Well, I always keep my Chevrolet, I grease it once a year at the beginning of the show season. Mm-hmm. And then I wipe off just all that I can. And if they really look closely, they can see that it's lubricated. But to the casual observer, it has no lubrication. If you rub your hand over the crack there,
mm-hmm.
you can always get a film of grease.
And they actually get up under the cars when they judge?
Yes, they get underneath the car. They will get...
How long does it take them to judge a car?
Believe it or not, I helped judge a little bit this spring. And I was fortunate in that I got put in a judging team with a real experienced judge. And the classes we judged were not too competitive, so it was not that big a job. But there were about three of us in it, in the judging team, that had never really judged before. So we had plenty of time, and he said, we're going to point out a couple of these cars correctly, the way you would do if you had a very competitive show.